This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin now has to wait weeks to learn his fate after a jury convicted him on all counts of murdering George Floyd, but his attorneys are expected to appeal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more on Tuesday's proceedings.
On three charges of murder and manslaughter.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdicts on court TV before Chauvin was led away in handcuffs. The jury deliberated about 10 hours before convicting Chauvin, who is white, for pinning Floyd, who was black, to the pavement with his knee nearly a year ago in a case that prompted a national reckoning over policing and racism. The prosecution argued Chauvin used excessive force in restraining Floyd, who was heard on video repeatedly saying he couldn't breathe. Chauvin's lawyer said the officer acted reasonably against a struggling suspect. Chauvin could be sent to prison for decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Democrats are pushing the U.S. Senate to take up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in the wake of the guilty verdicts in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted of killing George Floyd. The legislation Democrats are pushing would create national standards for the use of force, such as eliminating chokeholds, and create a national registry so that police officers who abuse their power are not able to move from department to department. More at VOAnews.com. This is